Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar and welcome to another episode of Editorial. This editorial too, we are going to talk about electoral bonds and we are going to go beyond electoral bonds. We are going to talk about electoral bonds, we are going to talk about electoral trust, we are going to talk about other donations that political parties have received. And you will be surprised the kind of money that political parties, especially Bharatiya Janata Party, has received. Today night, I want to question as to what do these political parties do with this kind of money? And how would this kind of money harm our democracy? Let's get right into the show. So, till now we have been talking about electoral bonds. Achha, we are going to continue to talk about electoral bonds. We are not going to stop at this. We are going to continue to talk. Me and my colleagues, we are going to continuously get you reports as it comes about electoral bonds. But today we are going to not only talk about electoral bonds, we are going to go one step further. Now it is very interesting that electoral bonds, electoral trust and other donation put together, Bharatiya Janata Party, one party, Bharatiya Janata Party is estimated to have got around 12,930 crore rupees. This is how the graph looks. To the left of you, you can see electoral bond graphs where Bharatiya Janata Party has got more than 50% of the total electoral bonds. And to the right is, like I told you, electoral bonds, electoral trust and other donations put together. This is how the party has got. Other parties have also got money. I am not disputing that, nor do I say that that is correct to this extent. But this is how Bharatiya Janata Party has got. At this editorial, let us focus on Bharatiya Janata Party. Okay, now the thing is, Bharatiya Janata Party, like I told you before, in electoral bonds, it is calculated that Bharatiya Janata Party has roughly got around 8,252 crores. But all these other electoral trust and other donations and all put together, Bharatiya Janata Party has got 12,930 crores. See, let us start from there. 12,930 crores. Why would a political party need 12,930 crores? What can a political party do with 12,000 crores with them? What all can they do with around 13,000 crores? 12,930 crores, 13,000 crores of rupees with them. You see, just to put things into perspective, Pepsi, for instance, Pepsi spends around 600 crores. The ads that you see, the marketing that you see, Pepsi spends around 600 crores in India and Coke spends around 738 crores in India. 600 crores and 738 crores. That's the kind of money India's top advertising and marketers spend. But a political party needs 16,000 crores to run campaign, to run political parties. Why would they need this kind of money? When you use this kind of money, do you think it's only restricted to paying their basic administrative expenses and meeting their basic office rent rate and expenses and all that? Because that is a very small percentage. The political party is then empowered to use money to buy anything they want. I would assume, and this is assumption, I don't have anything to prove, but I would assume that this money can be used to buy votes. This money can be used to buy MLAs. I am not saying they are doing it. I am assuming it. Because that's the kind of, you can use this money for anything. You can use this money to buy MLAs. You can use this money to buy MPs. You can use this money to pull a government down. You can use this money to split a party. You can use this money for anything. That's the kind of money I have. I have excess funds. I can rule this country with that money. So if you are going to rule the country with this money, then where is democracy? Then what's the value of our vote? Have you thought about it? In a democratic process, to maintain democracy, you are earning monies, huge amount of monies. And that huge amount of money is going to be instrumental tool to ensure that the very democracy that you are trying to empower or you are trying to maintain, that very democracy can be ruined. Think about it. 23 crores roughly is what one MP, which assuming if Bharatiya Janata Party ensures that all the 545 seats they fight, one MP can get 23 crores as campaign expense with this kind of money. Roughly, in for a small little constituency, 600 crores is what Pepsi spends in the entire country. And here a MLA can spend 23, an MP can spend 23 crores in his Chota constituency. You see what kind of havoc that this money can create? And I talk about every party, by the way, but especially Bharatiya Janata Party, because in front of you, in your screen, look at the graph. Look at where Bharatiya Janata Party is as far as money is concerned, and look at where other parties are, where money is concerned. Now, Bharatiya Janata Party, a lot of people say that, bhaiya, kya hai usme? Kya hai usme? Are we handle the center, we handle so many states, so obviously, humko zyada paisa milta hai. Humko bahut paisa milta hai. Humko, we get more money, proportionally we get more money. So usme galat kya hai? This is what a lot of people from Bharatiya Janata Party, people who support Bharatiya Janata Party will talk, and I'm sure a lot of people must have written by now in the comment box also. Let me answer you that question to you. Achha, are we running a political party? Are we running a democracy? Are we running a business? You see, I can understand. I come from a marketing background. I come from a corporate background. I can understand. Dekho bhaiya, I am dominating Maharashtra market, so I get this revenue. I want to dominate Gujarat market, so I can increase my revenue more. I want to dominate Madhya Pradesh market because I increase my revenue more. I dominate Tamil Nadu market because I increase my revenue more. I dominate Kerala market because I increase my revenue more. The concept is very clear. My agenda is very clear as corporate. I expand because I will get more revenue. Is the political party going to say the same? Are political parties in India going to say the same? Baba, I want to win Gujarat because mereko paisa kamanega, Baba. I want to earn more money. So I want to win Gujarat. I want to win Himachal Pradesh. Then let us not come and say that, oh, I am there to serve people. I am there for the benefit of people. I am there for the benefit of Hindus. I am there for the benefit of whoever. I am there for the benefit of people. Let not talk about all this. Let us be very clear. We either say paisa kamane ke liye hai, we win elections to win money, to get money. Are we saying that? If you are not saying this, then this holds no justification. Let me also tell you know, there are certain countries where the state funds the political party, which is how the ideal situation should be. Our politician will never amend or get a law like that where the state funds political parties. They will never get a law like that because then the funding will be equal and deserving. You know, countries like Germany, for instance, the funding is based on the seats, the number of seats. So the more number of seats you win, the more money the state funds you. So you have a larger party, you win more seats and you get more money because assuming that you won more seats. As far as countries like, say, France is concerned, for instance, France goes by the vote share. So technically speaking, Bharatiya Janata Party has won 38%. So Bharatiya Janata Party's total donation in that respect, if you look at it from that perspective, should be 38% of the total money. Not 50% and 55% and 60%. 38% of the total money, their vote share is 38%. That is fair because that's how democracy should see funding. Not the way, अच्छा मार्केट शेयर ज्यादा है तो रेवेन्यू ज्यादा होगा, मार्केट शेयर छोटा है रेवेन्यू छोटा होगा, आई विल इंक्रीज माय मार्केट शेयर सो दैट माय रेवेन्यू बिकम्स बिग. दैट इज कॉर्पोरेट, धंधा, बिजनेस. दिस इज पॉलिटिक्स, सोशल वर्क, वेलफेयर, डिफरेंस. एंड द आर्ग्यूमेंट इज गोइंग टू बी मिक्स्ड मैच, देन वेल यू नीड टू डिसाइड एज पॉलिटिकल पार्टी वेदर यू आर इनटू द बिजनेस ऑफ पॉलिटिक्स और यू आर डूइंग एक्चुअल पॉलिटिक्स. दैट्स माय आंसर टू दैट क्वेश्चन. नाउ लेट मी try and envisage the future with you. Today, 16,000 crores. Tomorrow, 1,60,000 crores. Day after tomorrow, 2 lakh crores. What really then will become important is the importance of a voter, that is you and me, in this entire democracy will reduce. Will reduce. Exactly like it's reducing when it comes to our economy. The economy, the business, the opportunities are for the rich. Where is the opportunity for the poor? What is an MSME doing? Where is the MSME getting haircut? If he doesn't pay the bank the loan back, you know what happens to that MSME. But if the big man, if the top businessman doesn't pay, haircut he gets. Don't we see that? This is going to happen in our personal life. Because the government will be taking donations. The government will be talking about 1 lakh crore, 2 lakh crore, 5 lakh crore, 10 lakh crore, and will be looking at people to give that kind of money. And obviously, when that kind of money is given to the government, other than being for the people, will be for the donors. And if the government is for the donors, the economy is for the rich. What happens to us? Where do we go? Will we go back into slavery? Is that where we are headed to? Because then only the rich will survive, isn't it? People who can fund the government, people who can fund political parties will survive. A normal person who can't fund himself, kya survive karega yaar? Where are we going to survive? How are we going to survive? That's the question I need you to. You need to think about it. I need you to think about it. And before I end, I will end again with an electoral bond issue. Here, this 2 second clip, 1 minute clip of Chief Justice Chandrachud, and then I will get back to you.
Suppose A purchases the bond.
Yes.
A purchases bonds worth X amount, 100 crores.
Yes.
A is only the person who's been put up to purchase the bond because that A has a KYC, etc.
Yes.
A has to only physically hand over the bond to B.
Yes.
Right? Who's in, or B gives it to C, who will in turn give it to a political party.
Correct.
There is no control over the transaction between A and B.
Yes.
So B can trade on that bond for cash or for whatever other consideration.
Yes.
B acquires that bond.
Yes.
B hands it over to a political party.
Yes.
Or B gives it to C and C hands it over to a political party.
Yes.
The person who satisfied the requirement of the transaction being through the normal banking channels is A, the purchaser, the ostensible purchaser of the bond.
Correct.
But this does not obviate the fact that the people who are really
behind it, yes,
that they have used authorized banking channels.
Yes.
All that they have to do is that the
get somebody's KYC.
Trading is prohibited.
Yes.
But there's no way you can prohibit trading the bond.
Absolutely.
B doesn't have to buy the bond from BA through official banking channels because there's no record of any transactions in the bond. Just goes.
If an X party goes to SBI, buy an electoral bond and gives it to a Y party, the Y party buys that bond from you, from that particular X party and gives it to a political party. The political party actually receives it from me, but who is it on record? It is party A. Party A buys it, gives it to party B. Party B gives to the political party. So who is giving it to the political party? Party B. Who has bought the electoral bonds? Party A. Party B's name will never come into picture. This is what the Chief Justice says. The reason I interjected this particular topic into a topic which is actually technically you will wonder, ye kaha se aa gaya? I'll tell you why I'm saying this. What I'm trying to say is look at the ways and means. Look at the ways and means a political party has designed to ensure that they can get money and they can circumvent all monitoring system, all compliance. They can circumvent it. End of the day, you will never be able to possibly say who paid who, actually how much and what. Whatever the data is, whatever data comes, possibly you'll never be able to say. That's the point I wanted to make. The effort in which political parties have gone to ensure that unka jo paisa tha na paisa, that is kept very safe and hidden. And something that nobody other than them knows about it. Do you think you get that liberty? Try getting 1,000 rupees from somewhere and you will be asked your source. That's the difference between being the ruler and being the ruled. That's what you are today. Till I see you next time. That's tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our cutting edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.